Anybody who says that he is a Hindu is confronted by a question: what is it that you call Hindu religion? There are many gods. Some of them are praying to Rama, some of them are praying to Krishna, some are going to Shiva's temple, some do not go to temple at all. Some of these gurus who are considered to be senior people in the Hindu religion, they say that Atma and Paramatma are the same. I need not worship an idol. So a person who worships an idol goes to a temple. A person who doesn't worship an idol, who doesn't go to a temple, all of them are Hindus. So the question arises to many people that what is it that is common to all these people who are either going to the temple or not going to the temple, who believes God and man are different, who believe God and man are the same. What is it that is common to all of them? Which comes to this basic principle of Hindu religion. What are the basic principles that all these people who worship either Rama, Krishna, or who belong to one sect or another sect, who are Advaitins or Vishta Advaitins or Shaivites, what is common to them? The commonality to all of them is that they all believe in rebirth. They believe that this body which they are now carrying around with a name attached to it is not a permanent one. It goes away as time approaches for its end. But the inner spirit of this body remains as it is, and it takes birth in another form or another body. This is the principle of rebirth. All of them believe in rebirth. All of them believe that they will be born as a different being or a different human being. They also believe that the actions which they have performed in this life will get carried forward to their next birth. And the enjoyments and sufferings which they will face in that next birth will be decided by the goods and bads that are done in this present birth. This principle is called the karma principle. There are three types of karmas, as most of you know. There is a sanjita karma, there is a prarabdha karma, there is an agami karma. These karmas decide how you are going to be here. Why am I talking about this karma in an astrological lecture? A human birth, or even a non-human birth, as decided by its previous karma, is taking place at a particular given moment, at a particular given place, in a particular yoni. That means in a particular form, because of its previous karmas. The horoscope which we are talking about as Jatakam is a reflection of the past karma.